Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Lave, today's the lave. The lave of Masechus Brachas is right now, the lave. Here we go, we are on Daf Lamed Beis. We are on the top line.
Yes.
Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. El Malei Shalosh Mekos Halalu, if not for these three psukim, Nismotetu Raglehen Shalsone Yisrael. The legs of, it means the Jews, the legs of the Bnei Yisrael would...
Sone Yisrael.
I know, it says Sone Yisrael. But it's a euphemism. It means the Jews. Right? The legs of the Jewish people would falter. Chad dechziv, vasher hariosi, that I showed you. Vachad dechziv, hine kechomer biyad hayotzer. You're like the clay in the hands of the former. Kenatem biyadi Beis Yisrael, so are you in my hand in the Jewish people. Right? You gave me a stone and I returned you a regular heart. Right? Fine. Okay, good. Rav Papa Amar Mehacha. That's Ruchi Eten Bekirbachem. I gave you my spirit. Vasisi es asher bechoki telechu. And you go in my ways. Rabbi Belazar, Moshe hitiach dvarim klaf mala. Moshe also spoke brazenly to Hashem. Shemar it says, "Veispal Moshe al Hashem, al tukri el Hashem, el al Hashem." He spoke not to Hashem, but on Hashem. He was harsh on Hashem. Shkein dvei Rabbi Belazar ben Yaakov korin la alf and ayin ula ayin alfin, because you can switch an alf and an ayin. So it doesn't say al Hashem, el Hashem means al Hashem. Dvei Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha, it says v'dizahav. My v'dizahav. What's v'dizahav? It's in the first pasuk of Parshas Devarim. It's the name of a place. But there is no place called Dizahav. So Amar Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kacha Moshe Lothan Gosh Baruch Moshe Olam, B'shol Ketzef Ezov Sheshpat Lehem L'Yisrael, Adji Omrudai, the gold and silver that you gave to the day Yisrael, until they said, enough already, how much gold do we need, how gold can one person have, but that, who gar she also as a eagle? That caused the eagle. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question.
Common use.
Just, yeah, but why is that? Like, my son asked me yesterday, how can we say mom and dad and not dad and mom?
Yeah.
Everyone says mom and dad.
Ladies first.
Why is that? Ladies first?
Ladies first.
Common usage. Common usage.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Because you use silver more than you use gold.
Oh, okay. It's more common. Okay. So, good, good.
I mean the expression. I meant the usage of it.
Oh.
It's because the mom is a vade.
Right. That's why I am.
Amadei Rabbanai, Ein Ari Noem, a lion only roars, El Ritoch Kupa Shel Tevin. A lion roars because of a kupa of bus of basar, not because of tevin. Meaning, not for small things. Amar Oshia, Mashallah Adam Shaiz La Para Kachusha. He had a weak cow, Ubailat Evarim, and he could even see its limbs. A very weak cow. Hachila Karshinin. They fattened it up. They fattened up the cow. Vahaisa Ma'avetasbo. Then the cow kicked him. So he's upset. Amr, he said, Amr Allah, mi garvu chashitehim uvetas, bi, ella, karshin and shechalti. I fattened you up, and now you kick me? Say mashal five times. Now, this is the third time. Amr, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amr, b'yochana, mashal adam echa, chayelo ben, had a son, herchito, he washed him up, v'sicho, he put on perfume, v'achilo, he gave him food, v'avishkiu, he gave him drink, v'talo, kiss al tzavaro, and he looks all good-looking boy, all dolled up, all dressed up, he puts a v'talo, kiss al tzavaro, puts a wallet in his pocket, v'yeshiva al pesach shel zonos, and he sticks him in the front of the zona house. Ma yaseh asa abem shel yechta? What do you want from this boy, not to sin? So all three mashals are the same thing. Right. Hashem, you gave us so much gold, what do you expect was going to happen? Right? So this Pirush Chedusha of Horowitz says like this, why are there three mashals? Because there were three different sinners at the eagle. There was the Erev Rav, there was the Bnei Yisrael, and there was Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's the third guy. He's in the middle of this mess. What's he supposed to do? The first one, the Erev Rav, they're like the Ari. They were the instigators. They're like the lion, right? That they're Darko Lahazik, he calls it. Then you have the Bnei Yisrael. They're like the Para. They're not Darko, they're not Derech. The Derech on them is not the kick. Cows, they got a little out of hand, and they kicked. And the third one was Aaron HaKohen, who's in this matzav, who was... Like, wherever he looks, those bad people around him had no choice. Okay. Amr Vacha Bred Rav Huna, Amr of Sheshes, Hanad Amr Inshi, people say, Mole Kreise Zani Bishi. That full belly is a recipe for being embarrassed. Yeah. Shneamar kemarisim vayisbu savu vayarum libam al kain shechanuni shechachuni. Reb Nachman Amar mehacha rom levavcha v'shachachtes Hashem. When you become haughty, you forget about Hashem. Rabbanan Amar mehacha v'achal v'sava dasha upana. He ate, he got fat, and he turned away from Hashem. V'boyseimo or you could say mehacha from over here vayishman yishurin vayivat. Yishurin got fat and they kicked. That's what happens. Amar b'shmul bar nachmeni amar b'yonason. Minayin shechazar kadosh baruch hu v'hodol l'moshe. How do you know that Hashem said you're right? You're right, Moshe. You're right. You're right. I gave them too much gold. What did I expect was going to happen? You're right. How do I know that? Shnemar tzez v'ketef v'herbesi lehem v'zav asu l'bal. V'yomar Hashem l'moshe leich reid. Hashem said to Moshe, go down and see what's going on there by the eagle. My leich reid. What does that mean? Go down and see. Amar b'lazar. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'moshe. Moshe, red mi gulascha. Go down from your greatness. Kluam nasati lecha gedola ela b'shvil Yisrael. I only created you. I only made you great for Bnei Yisrael. The Ach of Yisrael chatu. Now that Yisrael sinned, ata lomali. What did I need you for? I only made you great for them. Now you're what's it called? Miyad tashash kochos al Moshe. Moshe got weak. Veloha yelokach ledaber. Couldn't talk. V'kivin shamar harif many v'ashmidim. Hashem said, go away, I'll destroy them. Amar Moshe, Dovrazet Toli B. It's all on my shoulders. Miyad Amad Venez Chazik Betfila Ubikesh Rachim. He davened. Moshe Lamelech, so it's like a king. Shekos Alvino, he got angry at his son. Vaya Makeu Maka Gedola. And he's hitting his son. Vaya Ovo Yoshev Lefonov. The king's best friend's watching this, sitting right there watching this. Vomis Yari Lomelo Dover. He can't say anything. He's afraid to say anything. The king's angry. What's the friend going to say? Amar Melech, so the king says to the son, El Mole Avi Zesh Yoshe Lefonai, if not for this guy over here, my best friend sitting there, Harticha, I'll kill you. Now the friend says, oh, wait a minute. Amar Dover Zet Tolibi, Miat Amar Batilo. Now he just gave me the opening, says the friend. He just gave me the opening. Now I can save him. Same thing over here. Zata Hinicholi, Vichar Api Bohem, Vachalem, Hashem said, forget these people. The Ese Oischo Lugoy Godol, I'll make a new nation out of you, Moshe. That's what Hashem said. Omar Rabbi Avo, El Mali Mikro Kasav, Yeshal Omro. If this pasuk wouldn't have said it, we could never say such a thing. Malameid, listen to this line. Shetavso Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ad Ka'adam Shutofis as Chaver Bevigdo, like Hashem, Moshe took Hashem by the lapel, like grabbed by the lapel, Ba'amal Lefanash, Mon Shalom, Ein Ani Manicha Achit Machal Vesachlem. I'm not letting go of you until you forgive them. That's a very graphic thing. Okay. Ve'ezrachal Lagoy Gadol, Omar Rabbi Elazar. Omar, listen to this line. Amar Moshe L'Tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings this down in Parshas Kisisa. Behalf of this, he brings down also. Ribbono Shel Olam, Kisei, Ma Kisei Shel Shalosh Regalim. If a Kisei of three legs, meaning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Eini Yachol Lamud L'Fanecha B'Shas Katcha, that couldn't save you when you got angry. So Kisei Shel Regal Echad, Achas Kama V'Kama. So you're going to start a new nation with me? With one leg? How's that going to help? So everyone asks, one second. Moshe's also from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So there's still three legs. Even if you start a new nation with Moshe, he still comes from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What kind of line is that? Anyone ever bother with that question? It's a good question? Fair question. Starting over a new nation with you. So Moshe, well, three legs couldn't help. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov couldn't help. How am I going to help? But you're also from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So the three legs aren't going anywhere. So a few answers to that question. The Pnei Yeshua says that you'll see in a minute that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are going to get angry at Moshe. They're going to call him a bad leader. In a few lines, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are going to criticize Moshe for not being a good leader. So what's Moshe saying? That answers the question. What do you mean I'm going to still rely on the Avos? No, I'm not. They're upset with me. So I'm no longer going to have the Tzchus Avos. So it really is starting over with me. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says. Rabbi Chana Wasserman says an unbelievable vart. He says, we have Gedolim and great people that came before Avraham Avinu. Shem, Aver, Mesu Shelach, Chanoch, they're not our Avos. Why not? They're just not. So you can have people that came in the past that are not Avos. So what Moshe was saying was, you're going to start over with me, so they're no longer the Avos anymore. They're like Mesu Shelach. Yeah, we talk about them. We mentioned them once in a blue moon. They're a tzaddik, whatever that means. Mr. Shelach was a tzaddik, and Chanoch was a tzaddik. Shem and Aver were tzaddikim. They have no shaykhs to us. They're not tzchus avos. Same thing was going to happen with Moshe, with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Starting over with Moshe. Yeah, they're in the history. They're in the history. In the genealogy book, they're there. There's schusim from them? No. That's what Moshe was saying. Is that a good verse?
I mean,
it's a good verse. No?
It's an interesting verse.
Why?
Because it's either the same thing. He came from Avraham Yitzchak and
Yaakov. Just like we come from Mitzvah Shelach.
No, it's not.
But he's not one of our avos.
The difference is, you know, you're picking and choosing which of the descendants that you want.
But that's the Mesorah we have, right? Anyone before Avram, even if they were great people, are not part of our Mesorah. They're not our avos. Just not. We have no zechusim from them. I Shem and Abel be tzaddikim. Doesn't make a difference. We don't have anything to do with them.
But they are part of the Mesorah. So
They're part of our biological heritage. That's what they are.
But you can't
deny that. They're biologically our ancestors. Do we have zechusim from them? No. So Avraham Yitzchak will be the exact same thing. They're biologically 100%. Schusim? No schusim. Why not? Because I'm starting over with you. So Moshe, that doesn't make any sense. If three, they couldn't help. How am I going to ever be a factor? Because I'm only one. They're three.
That's changing.
What? Exactly. I'm starting over with you. Biologically, you're still connected to them, 100%. Spiritually, no, nothing to do with them. Like, we have nothing to do with Shem and Aver. Nothing to do with them.
Isn't the problem that Hashem had promised to the Avos that from their seed he would make a great nation? So he's going to destroy that great nation.
No, yes, but it's still from his seed. It's still for Moshe.
But the Mishkan of Zohar was based off of Avraham Avinu.
Fine. So
you had nothing else like that.
So there's going to be a big change, and I'm getting rid of all that. They're still biologically all your ancestors, but they're not hashkafically.
All the others, you didn't have any besides Midrashim.
Yeah.
Which even there, it's very short.
Correct.
You have no interaction.
Correct, because we don't know why they were tzaddikim. We don't know what Mr. Shalach was special about him. We don't know what was special about him, right? We have no idea. Right? But they call him, you know...
This whole point is to get to Israel.
Yeah.
Which is based off of this first name of Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
And the ship of Mitzrayim.
Yeah, I hear. Okay. So, not only that, Elo sheyesh bi boshes panim me'avosai. I'm embarrassed. Ach from them. Ach sheyomru. Ru parnis. Ach sheyomru. They're going to say, Ru parnis shemet aleim bikesh gedol la'atzmo lo bikesh aleim rachem. This is the criticism. The others are going to say, look at this guy Moshe. For himself, he asks for greatness. And for the B'nai Israel, he doesn't ask. I'm not exactly sure what that means exactly. Anyway, then it says, Vayichal Moshe et p'nei Hashem, and Moshe daven to Hashem, Amar Belazar, Malamet she'amad Moshe b'tfila, v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, ad shehechle, until he succeeded. Rashi says, shehifzer bo, pressed and pressed. For Rava Amar ad shehefer lo nidro, until Hashem took his neder away. K'siv ha'cha v'yichal, by a neder, it says lo yachal dvaro, same word. Amar mar, hu eino mechal, aval acher mochon lo. He didn't forgive, but others forgave, right? Fine. Ushmul amar, balamet shemasar atzmo lemis alehem, if he's willing to die, shenemar v'm ayin, mechein am besifrcha, erase you from your sefer. Amar rava, amar vitzchak, balamet, shehechle, aleh midas arachim, that Hashem placed midas arachim. Rabbanan Amar, Amri Malamich Amar Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabban Shalom, Chulin Hu Lecha Meches Kedavra Zeh. It's a low thing. It's a profane thing for you to do such a thing like this. Vayichal Moshe Tzpnei Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Hagadol Omer. Malamich Amar Moshe Betfila Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Sheachzo Achilu. He davened until he got sick. May Achilu Amar Belazar Eishal Atamos. A fire of bones. May Eishal Atamos. What does that mean? Amar Abaya Eshasa Degarmi. Fire of bones. Some kind of fever. Then it says, Zachar l'Avram, l'Yitzchak, l'Yisrael, l'Avodecha, Hashem Hashbat alehem bach, my bach, that you swore to them, in this, what's in this? Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe, l'Tei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe l'Olam, Ilmala Nishbat alehem b'shmayim uva'aretz, Hayisi Omer, if you wouldn't have sworn in the heavens and earth, Hayisi Omer would have said, K'shen Shishmayim uva'aretz b'teilim, the heaven and earth can go away. If you want Hashem, you can destroy the heaven and earth. You can do that. Kach b'shivotzcha b'teilah, your oath could go away. But you didn't swear in the name of the Shrine of Arutz. You swore in your own name.
Right.
That doesn't go anywhere. That's never going anywhere. Ma Shimcha Gadol Chai V'Kayim La'Olam. Your name is going on forever. Ulamei Olam, forever and ever. Ad Shivuascha Kiyamta L'Olamei Olamei Olamim. So to your Shavu, it's going to go on forever. It's never going anywhere, and therefore you have to relent. So. V'tzadaber aleim arbe, v'tzadaber aleim arbe zarechem kochash bayim. You have so many children. V'chala aretz asher azos asher amarti, that I spoke. That doesn't make any sense. Hay asher amarti, asher amarta b'barlei. Hashem, Moshe's talking that you spoke. So Amar Belazar ad kan divrei Talmud. This was the speaker switches. Mikan ve'elech divrei harav. You're right. After that, it's the words of Hashem. They're both the words of the Talmud. Here's what Moshe said. What you told me to tell them, Israel, b'shmi, in my name, halachti v'amarti lehem b'shmecha, said in your name. That's why it says amarti, because it's Hashem's told Moshe to go say it. Achshav ma ani omer le. Now, what am I going to tell them now? That you want to destroy them all? Bebilti yicholos Hashem. So it says because you're not able to. That Moshe said. People are going to say you're not able to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. You're not able to. Yachol Hashem yiboyle. It should have said in a lashon zachar. Yachol. Hashem's not a male or a female, but we always talk Hashem in male. So Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe, thank God, Shmuel, no, he was hinting them. Ribon Shalom, Achshav Yomru, Umus Olam, Tashish Kol, Chokin Akiva. You're like a woman, Hashem. You're weak like a woman. Ve'ed Yachal Hatzli, you can't save them. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe, V'lo Kfaro Nisai, Nisim Ugvuros, Shasiz Lehem Alayom. Yeah, but I did all the makos. I split the sea. What? Amar Lehem, Amar Lefan, Ribon Shalom, Adayin Yesh Lehem Melech, Lomer, Lebelech Echad Yachal Aymod. Yeah, one king you can destroy. But L'Shlosh of Echad Melachim, 31 kings in Israel, in Canaan, any achalamo that you're afraid of them, you're afraid of that. Amar B'Yochanan, Menayin Shechazar Kashbaruch of Hodol Moshe. How do you know that Hashem agreed that Moshe was right? Shenema, like it says, V'Yomar Hashem Salachti Kid Varecha. I forgive you because of your words. You're right. Tani Debe Yishmol Kid Varecha Asidim Umus Ov Lomakein Asheri Talmud Shravim Hodolo. The nations like Ataka are going to say that, and fortunate is the Talmud that pointed that out. Vulam Chai Ani, Vulam Chai Ani. And I live. Amar Rav Nach, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Malamich Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Moshe, Hachayisani Bidvarecha. You live with these words. You live with these words.
You revive
me with your words. Okay. Darash Rab Simloi. Laolam Yitzader. Okay, a new topic now. Davening. Laolam Yitzader Adam Shivcho Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. First, you praise Hashem. Shivachim. V'yachakach yispalo, and then yidavin. Okay. To machlok is what this means. So first you praise Hashem, and then yidavin. What does that mean? Some say it means first you say psukei dezimra, and you're praising Hashem, then daven. Others say no. Within Shmona Esrei, first you praise Hashem, then you ask for what you need. They're both true. We do both of them.
Right.
Exactly. Minolan, how you know that? How you know such a thing? Mimosha, for Moshe. The Tzivit says, V'schanen es Hashem ba'isahi. I davened to Hashem at that time. I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, I davened. Uksivin it says, Hashem alokim, ato achilosa, leros es avdecha, es gedlacha, es godlecha, ves yodcha, achazaka, Hashem mikel v'ashamayim uva'aretz, Hashem yaseh kemasecha, gvur secha. All this praise. Praising Hashem. Uksiv ba'tzeh, it says, everyone of Eretz Aretz Atova. Let me go in and see the land. So what do you see? Same thing. First Hashem. First Moshe, what do you call it? First Moshe Davin. Praise, and then he Davin. Simen, Ma'asim, Tzedakah, Korban, Kohen, Tainus, Minol, Barzal. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Gedola Tfila, Yosem, Ma'asim, Tovim. Davening is better than Ma'asim, Tovim. She'en lecha gadol Ma'asim, Tovim, Yosem, Moshe, Rabbeinu. There was no greater person of Ma'asim Tovim, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Who made him the greatest Bal Ma'asa? What does that mean? Ma'asim Tovim? What's Ma'asim Tovim? Where do we see that? He's the greatest Ma'asim Tovim. He's the greatest teacher. Ma'asim Tovim?
Well, he started his life by going out and seeing his brother's pain and acting on it.
So the Ben Yehuda says, teaching Klal Yisrael the whole Torah was the greatest Ma'asim Tovim ever. That's why he's called. That's why he's the best Ma'asim Tovim. And not only that, listen to this line. Listen to this Gemara. Vafal Pikein Lo Nana Ela B'Tfila. How did he get answered? From davening. Shenemar, he didn't get answered. But Hashem said, Al Tosef Dvar Eli. Don't daven anymore. Don't daven anymore. V'Samach Le Ole Rosh Apiska. Go to the top of the. I'll let you see Eretz Yisrael. Don't daven anymore. That wouldn't have done the trick. What does the trick? Davening. Says Tosas on top, below Gedola Tfila Yosef Ma'asim Tovim, below Tfila. Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu Olva Shalom Afal Pisha Hayu Biyado Ma'asim Tovim Hutrich L'Tfila. He needed to daven, Because ma'asim tovim are not going to carry the day. What carries the day? Tefillah. That's an amazing statement. Okay. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar, gedola tainis yotzei min tzedakah. Tainis is even better than tzedakah. My time, why is that? Zeba gufo, zeba mono. One's with your guf, and one's with your money. Right? Okay. By the way, when we said before that tefillah is greater than ma'asim tovim, it doesn't mean you get more schar for davening than for ma'asim tovim. Said no. Says the Panesha, that's not true. That's not true. But tefillah is the way to get gzeros taken away. Just like when someone's sick, right? With the, we're gonna have a tehillim gathering in the house. We're gonna say tehillim. How come we don't have a mishnayis learning in the house to say for mishnayis for the chola? Because that's not the medicine for that illness. The medicine for chola is tehillim. The medicine for gzeros is davening. Schar? We're not talking about schar. It's a different. That's a different cheshman, right? We're talking about how do you effectuate things you need and want and davening. Schar? It's not a question of schar. So if you have an hour to do davening and an hour to do mitzvos, what's better? Not for me to say. I don't know. But when it comes to davening, davening is davening. Okay. Now one second. So we said over here that tainus is greater than tzedakah because tzedakah is with your pocket. And tainus is with your body. It's harder to, right? The goof is harder, right? So I heard a story. One of the Rebbe's fasted on Shabbos. And you're not supposed to do that. He was fasting on Shabbos. He fasted a lot of fasting on Shabbos. And then there was a guy that was smoking on Shabbos. So the Rebbe came over to him and said, you're not supposed to smoke on Shabbos? So he said, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos? So he said, yeah, but your Avera, people are going to copy. My Avera, no one's copying. No one's copying that. So
if you, for example, give up your bed for somebody else,
yeah,
that's tzedakah, isn't it? And you're doing it with your
body? Everything's tzedakah, right. And everything's tainus, right? There's a tainus dibur. There's a tainus derived as a tainus. Don't eat everything on your plate. Leave over some. Tainus. Everything's everything. Everything's a tainus, right? If you're tired at night, so you know what, I really want to go to sleep. I'm going to learn for 5 minutes. That's a tainus. It's a form of tainus, no?
Yeah.
You're doing eating on yourself. Everything's a tainus. And everything's chesed, right? So here he's saying, tainus, real tainus, not eating, is a better than, everything's a form of tainus. Right? If you don't speak, it's a form of tainus. Not saying you don't speak between 3 and 4 a.m. Not talking about that. If someone doesn't speak when they're around with other people and they're quiet, that's a form of tainus.
Right?
The tainus dibur. You have a tainus on your plate, you have a tainus of fasting. So he said, the tainus is better than tzedakah. But one second. The Pnei Yeshua says, wasn't that long ago, on that vav, wasn't that long ago, we had a gemara that said, igra de tainisa tzedakah. The reward of tainus is the tzedakah you give. Not necessarily the fasting, but the tzedakah you give. Now we're saying the tainus is better than tzedakah? Doesn't make sense. Right? What? So he answers, exact same answer, regarding schar, when I get schar, tzedakah is better than tainus. You need a gzera ripped up, then tainus is better. Depends what you're doing it for. You want to do schar? Give someone else tzedakah. How does you fasting help the world? Help yourself. So you have an issue that you want to do some tshuva, that tainus is better. But for schar, for mitzvahs, tzedakah is much better. Tefillah is even better than karbanos. Shemar, like it says, "Lomali rov zivchechem." What do I need these zivchechem for? Ksev uper parashchem kapechem. I spread out your hands. It's a hard gemara because.
Tefillah came in.
What? Right. Not only that, I always point this out. At the very end of Shmoneh Esrei, what do we say? We can bring karbanos again. The whole davening is, and we want to bring karbanos. It's the last time we end up davening. We should have karbanos. Like this is a poor substitute for karbanos. Okay, so even though that's true, this is also true, right? Okay. Vamar b'yochanan, kol kohen chavar gets a nefesh. If a kohen kills somebody, lo yiseh es kapav, he can't duchen. Shenamar, like it says, yideichem, demehem, yimalu. Right? What happens if a kohen kills somebody by mistake? An accident happens. Or what about if the kohanim, the soldiers, and they kill Arabs? There's a supply. It's a big shilas. Okay. From Rabbi Lazar, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Shari Tefillah. The Shari Tefillah are closed. Closed? Afal Pi. What does it mean they're closed? What does it mean they're closed? So the Chai Olam says, they're not closed. They're harder to open. Right? They're not closed. You still daven. They're harder to open. Okay? I'm going to read you what the Ramban says. Ramban. He has a sefer called Emuna Ubitachon. Listen to what he says. He says, She ain't suffic. There's no doubt. She Yisrael nen in betfila gam begolus. That you're answered in your tefillas in golus too. No question about it. Rak legabi le'orer es haketz. To daven for Mashiach. U'lekarv es ha'gu'ula ein Yisrael nin olam. That they're not answered for. An amazing statement from the Ramban. What does he mean by that? The Gemara says they're closed. No, they're not closed. You need a new pair of shoes, daven for a new pair of shoes. Right? You need a shirt, daven for that. You need a barnasa and a shidduch and health, all that daven. The ghoul you can't daven for. It's an unbelievable statement.
You can't daven for, it's not
answered. They're not answered, they're closed.
We do.
What?
We do.
Don't we? Right? So what does he mean by that? Vafal pi shashari tefillin in alu, even though the gates of tefillah are closed, Shari dimalo ninalu. The Shari of tears are not closed. Everyone knows this. Shemar Shema Tfilasi Hashem Veshavasi Hazina El Demasi El Techeresh. Right? Rava lo goza tanitza biyoma de'iva. Rava would not make a fast on a cloudy day. Rishum Shenemar, because it says Sukosa ba'anan lach mavar tfila. Why wouldn't Rava make a fast on a cloudy day? So some say it's a simon klala. What are you making a fast for? You're making a fast for rain. So it's a cloudy day. So it's like what are you making a fast for? It's already cloudy. It might rain. So it's a simon klala to make rain on a cloudy day. That's not a good pshat, right? Right? Because and why is it a simon klala? The Yosef has another answer. He says if you make a fast on a cloudy day, no one's going to fast. Because it's cloudy. What do I make a fast for? It's going to rain soon. It's cloudy already. So it wouldn't be a good. No one would ever fast. It wouldn't be a good day because everyone thought it's going to rain. Don't make a fast on such a day. That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Vamar Belazar Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nifsika Chomas Barzel Ben Yisrael Avim Shashmayim. A wall of iron got grazed, separated between us and Hashem. Shneimar Ratakach Lecha. Mechavas Barzel, Benasata Osa, Kir, Barzel, Benecho, Benhir. Fine. Amrab Chanan, Amrab Chanina. Kol Hamarech Betfilaso. If someone davids very long, Ain't Tfilaso Chazeres Rekam. It doesn't go empty handed. Binalan, Bimosher Benu. From Moshe Benu. Shinemar, Vispal El Hashem, He davened Hashem, Uksiv Basvei, Vishma Hashem Elai, Gam Bapam, Hahi. Ini, is that true? If someone davens long, uma'ayin ba. What does machlokas what that word means? Sof ba l'day kav lev. You're going to be depressed. It's going to lead to depression. Shenemar tocheleth, which means davening. Mimoshcha machala lev. Right? So Rashi says, on like the fourth or fifth skinny line, mitzape, you're waiting. She'asa HaKadosh Bekasha, so al yadi harachto. I daven for so long, how can Hashem not answer me? That's what it means. Daven for so long, how can Hashem not answer me? Don't do that. That's going to lead to depression. Right? So, she'ein onasis, nasis, Hashem's not going to do what you asked for. For instance, it's going to come out, tocheles, moshcha, chinam, I daven all that for nothing. Right? Vihi, kav lev, it's going to go to metap, vein tav asaba. He's waiting and waiting and waiting, and doesn't get answered. So, what do you mean, daven long, you're going to get answered? Said, don't do that. So it's a stira. My takante. What's the takana? Yasek b'torah. Learn Torah. Shenemar eitz chayim ta'iva ba. Vein eitz chayim b'al Torah. Shenemar eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Okay? At the bottom line, still a kasha. Should I dive along or not? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. When is it bad to dive along? D'mayrech u'mayim ba. And you're waiting for the answer. Hashem's going to for sure answer. What a davening I had today. I'm for sure going to get answered. Don't do that. That's bad. Ha, when is it good? Demarek v'lo mayimba. Daven long? What's wrong with davening long? I once heard someone say an unbelievable thing. He says, imagine you go to the king. You know what, I'm a king, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. You wouldn't talk that way to a king. That's how we daven. Speedy, so such a rush. You wouldn't talk that way. Say, you want to daven slow? Daven slow. Right? You don't talk that way to people. Especially to people you want things from. You don't talk that way. So, that's no problem. So, daven bad, doing like that, davening slow, and you... No, where's the lottery ticket winning today? I didn't win the lottery today. What's going on here? That you can't do. That's bad. Amr b'chama b'rabi chanina. Im ra adam she'espal vol nena. If a person daven doesn't get answered, yab zavi espal. Daven again. She'demar. Kavi al Hashem. Chazak v'imetz. V'libecha v'kavi al Hashem. So, Tosfos asks, I'm sure everyone was thinking of this question. Tosfos asks, in the second Tosfos, Pirish, what does it mean to ma'ayin ba? She'mitzape she'tehei bakashaso l'fi she'kivin tfilaso. That you're expecting the answer because you daven so good, such a good davener. You're expecting the answer. Tema, the hacham mashma, the ayin tefil lab ma'alisi. So ayin tefil is not a good thing, right? V'chein mashma perak haroeh gimel dvarim machrizin maskirin ba'anosa shel adam. That three things Hashem mentions was not good about you. V'kamer ayin, one of the ayin tefila. V'lo kein mashma perak v'fanin the amar adam ochel perosei b'ol mazeh. V'karen kiamz l'ol maba. What's on the list? Ayin tefila. Ayin tefila on the list. So what's going on here? V'kachashiv ayin tefila al mal yusahi. It's a good thing. V'chein mashav beget pashat dekamar shlosha dvar ein adam mitzvah b'chol yom v'kamar ayin tefila pirish she'en adam ayin ba imkein mashav shuto. It's a good thing. So is ayin tefila a good thing or a bad thing? So Tosfos answers: there's two kinds of ayin tefila. The yesh lomar, the trei ayin tefila. There's two kinds. Yesh ayin tefila dahacha hametzape shetavo bakashaso. No, when am I getting answered already? I davened so nicely. V'iyan tefila dehasam shemekaved eslibul tefila. Now that iyan tefila means he davened with kavana. What the words mean, what the kavanas are, that's a good thing. That's not this, that's not this. This is, I'm waiting, I'm gonna, for sure going to be answered, right? I'm expecting Hashem to answer me.
Didn't the Bali Amuna say, our prayers are always answered, it's just not necessarily the answer that we want?
Correct, so then we think they're not being answered. Right? Tanur Rabbanan. Abba tzrichim chizak. Four things need chizak. Ve'elohim, these are them. Torah, Ma'asem Tovim, Tefillah, and Derech Eretz. So is anything not on the list? What's left? Right? Torah, Ma'asem Tovim, Minayin, Shenem Arach, Chazak V'yemetz, Ma'od, Lishmar V'lasos, K'chol HaTorah. Chazak B'Torah, V'ametz B'Ma'asem Tovim. What's the difference between Chazak and Amatz? What's the difference between Chazak V'Amatz? Right? So chazak b'torah v'amitz ma'asem tovim. Amitz means there's an end to your strength. I didn't say this. This is said by the father of the Ma'arel Diskin. Rabbi Yamin Diskin said the following part. Amitz means you're maxed out. You can max out in ma'asem tovim. There's nothing more I can do. I'm a tzaddik when it comes to ma'asem tovim. Chazak means there's no max. In Torah, you never max out. There's no end to how much Torah you can learn. No end to how much Torah you can know. That's chazak. There's no end. Amatz, Ma'asem Tovim, you can max out. Some people, that's it. I can't do more than that. When it comes to Torah, there's no such thing. It's an unbelievable word, no? Tefillah minayin, shenemar kavi al Hashem, chazak v'metz levecha v'kavi al Hashem. Derech Eretz minayin, shenemar chazak v'nizchazek ba'od imo. Fine, very good. V'tomer tzion, azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shechachani. Tzahaynu azu v'haynu shechucha. What's the difference between leaving me and forgetting about me? Amar Rishlakish, Amar Knesset Yisrael, thank God, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom. Adam, no se isha, al ishto rishona zocher. Even if a man gets remarried to a second time, he still remembers his first wife, right? Mishmaisa rishona, he still remembers his first wife. Ata you, azavtani v'shechachtani. You forgot about me. We're your first love, so to speak. You forgot about us, and you forgot about us. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu biti, yud beiz mazalos barasi barakia. There's 12 constellations. V'al kol mazal mazal barasi lo shoshim chel. Each one's got 30 soldiers, whatever that means. V'kol chel v'chel barasi lo shoshim legion. And each one of those has 30 legions. V'al kol legion v'legion barasi lo shoshim brahatin. And each one's got 30 brahatin. V'al kol riyatin v'riyatin barasi lo shoshim kartin. And each one of those has 30 kartin. V'al kol kartin v'kartin barasi lo shoshim gistera. And each one of those has 30 gistera. V'al kol gistera v'gistera talti bi shlosh mes v'shishim v'chamisha alfei rivi kochavim k'neged nimer sechama. And each one of them has 365,000 stars k'neged the sun, days of the year. V'kul na barasi el b'shilcha. Now, I will create that for you. Right? All for you. Bereshis bar elokim, b'shvil yisrael. The whole world is created for the Jewish people. V'ata marza zavani v'shachtani. You're accusing me of forgetting about you? So, listen to this part. the Hayam says, yeah, Hashem created the world for the Bnei Israel, but they sinned. So Hashem said, I'm moving on. So he says, every single thing here, the 12 constellations with the Tel Shvatim, and the 30 days, and all these 30s were the months of the year, with 30 days of a month, everything is built in, all for you, all for Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing, I'm moving on. The whole Bria, everything in the Bria was for Klal Yisrael. The 12 and the 30 and the 360, it was all for Klal Yisrael. I'm not moving on. Right, well, yeah, I created the world for you, and then I moved on. No, there's no such thing as moving on. The whole thing is for you. From A to Z, it's all you. It can't move on.
Not really a comfort,
though. What?
We tell it to our kids, too.
Yeah, what do we tell them?
When you don't give them what they want, everything we do is for
them. But it doesn't make them feel better.
It does make
right.
them
feel better. Right, I hear.
Doesn't this kick out the argument between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu in the previous talk?
That what? Right, right. Hishtakach isha ola, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, kol mashach olas elim, upitri rachamim, shakaf lefanei b'midbar. Did I forget about any of the kabbonis you brought in the midbar? I didn't forget about that. So if you don't forget anything, maybe you'll never forget about the egel. Amar la, he said, no, gam ela tishkachna. I forgot about, don't worry, that I forgot about. Right? So, the Marsha says, but one second, don't we say that every time that Hashem never forgot about the egel, and every time that we're punished, there's a little bit of the egel in that punishment, right? So, so the Gemara answers, this is lasad lavo. Lasad lavo, yeah, in this world, yes. Lasad lavo, there'll be no egel. Okay. Amar lefan of Ribono Shalom, hol v'yesh shichal lefek yitzik v'decha, shema tishtachach li maiz ha-sinai. Maybe if that's the case, we'll forget about ha-sinai too. So Gemara says, amar lei, v'anochi lo eshkachach, I won't forget about that. The egel I'll forget about. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYisham Sha'achas. They used to wait an hour before they davened. The Chasidim HaRishonim. How do you know that? Amar Yishur Ben Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Fortunate is the guy who sits in the his house. Amar Yishur Ben Levi, HaMespalel, Tzarech Lishos, Sha'achas, Achat Tfiloso. You have to wait an hour after Tfilah. Shenemar, like it says, Ach Tzadikim Yoru L'Shimcha Yeshu Yisharim Es Panecha. Okay? Why do you have to wait an hour after davening? Hour? Does it really mean an hour? Does it mean a full 60 minutes? Does it mean a few minutes? So the answer is, because you don't run out of davening. Right? So the Me'iri says, that's why they invented Olenu. Gotta say Olenu. People run out for that. But the reason is, you're not running out the minute you finish one esrei. Stay a few minutes. Tachnun, there's other tefillos, you shouldn't have to run out. Like it's such a burden, stop it, get out of here. No, you say Aleinu. V'tanya nami hachi, ha-mispal tzorek sheyisha sho'achas kod tfiloso, for sho'achas achar tfiloso. An hour before, hour after. Kodem tfiloso minayin, shenemar ashri yosha v'secha. Sit first. Achar tfiloso minayin, detziv ach tzadikim yilu shmecha, yeshvu yishar mes panecha. Fine, very good. Tana Rabbanan, chasidim harishonim, ha-yishon sho'achas, ha-mispal on sho'achas, v'chozim yishon sho'achas. So every davening took 3 hours. Shachar took 3 hours. Mincha took another 3 hours. 2.5 hours. And Ma'ariv also another 2.5, 3 hours. So the Gemara says, V'chim yachar sheshow and teisha shows bayom b'tfila, he's spending 9 hours a day davening, tarasan ha'eich mishtameris. How are you learning anything? Forget that. Malachzen heichna, how are you doing any work? How are you doing any work? You're davening for 9 hours a day. Good question. Ella, mitok shechasidim heim, since they're chasidim, somehow their Torah gets learnt, umalachdan misbareches, and somehow their work gets benched. Does the article even answer what that means? Is there a footnote there? What it means? What does the footnote say?
Hashem provides them with an extra measure of aid so that they remember their studies with a static sense of review. The little time they spend earning livelihood is sufficient.
Okay, you heard that answer? The little that they do supports them enough. Okay.
Why don't we say Aleinu before Kabbalah Shabbos after Mincha?
Because you're not running out, you're saying?
Right.
Well, you don't have to daven. I mean, only for davening then. I don't know. Because I tell you why. Because once it became part of davening, it became part of davening. Okay, no. That's why. Yeah. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. So we don't say Aleinu by Musaf on Yom Kippur, we don't say Aleinu.
Right.
Right? Do we say what?
It
just ends. Do we say Musaf by Mincha on Yom Kippur? Yeah, I think we do. Yes. Okay.
And we don't say Aleinu after Shacharis on Shabbos because we go straight into Musaf.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Okay, where are we up to? To that. Afil HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo Yol Yashiveru. Even if there's a snake, I'm sorry, even if the king asks you, how you doing, when you're in the middle of davening, you don't answer him. Amar, Rabbi Yosef, one second. Lo Shel Malach Yisrael. It's only for a Jew. A Jewish king. So a Jewish king, he's still a Jew. Avol Malach Yaakum, Avol Malach Yaakum posek. If it's a Goyish king, you have to answer him. Meitzvei, one second. HaMetzpal of Ro Anas Bokenegdo. If you see a rough guy coming toward you, Raw korba kenegdo, so the runaway train's coming toward you. Lo yeh mafik, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. El makatsev ola, finish fast and run out of the way. So it's a kasha. So lo kasha, it's not a stira. Had the efshal akatsev. If it's possible to do that, then do that. If it's not possible to do that, of course you run out of the way. Of course you run out of the way. Tan rabbanan, maise b'chassid echad, there was a story with a chassid, shayim ispalel baderech, he was davening. A sar came to say, how you doing? Didn't answer him. Hemden lo, time to so he waited until he finished. Lachash time to so after he finished, Amale told him, Reka, doesn't it say in your davening, be watch yourself. Uksiv and it says, you should guard your life. Didn't you know I'm gonna kill you? Why did you answer me? It's not one of the big three. Not answering, not interrupting during davening. If I would kill you right now, would anybody have a tain on me? Would have a tain on me? Amalo, hamtinli adch efayescha bedvarim. Wait till I appease you. Wait, let me answer you. Let me answer you. Amale, ilu hayisi omer lifnei melech pasav adam. If you would be standing in front of the king, if you'd be in front of the king, uba chavercha v'nasim l'shalom, and some shlemiel came and said, hey, how you doing? You wouldn't answer him. Hayisi machzir lo. Would you answer him? Amar lav. Of course not. I'm not interrupting my audience with the king to say hello to this guy. So v'im hayisi machzir lo. Mahaya osim los. And what if he did interrupt? What would the king say? Amalei hayichot chemes roshi b'sayif. They'd kill me. Amalei v'advarim kal v'chomer. Ma ata shayisi omed lufanei malach basav adam shayom kanu machar b'kever. For an earthling, we do that. Kach ani, shayiti omer lefin malach malach yomlocha v'kodesh baruch hu shuchay v'kayim l'adol olo olomim halach has kam v'kama. So for sure for Hashem I shouldn't do that. Miyad nispayis osu rasar. The sar let him go. He was appeased. V'niftar osu chasid lebeit shalom. And the chasid went home. Of all the mafarshim explain that he knew, this guy knew, this whoever it was, this tzaddik knew that this was going to work. He saw who it was. Oh, I know this guy. He's a very, very reasonable person. He's bothering me now. I'm not going to finish. When I explain to him that it's Gizmashal, he'll let me go. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been, you don't have the heter to do that, because you can't put your life in danger. Not to drop, it's not one of the big three. Can't put your life in danger. But he knew this trick would work, because he knew this guy, he knew who he was. All the Mepharshim say that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been, doesn't make sense. You can't put yourself in danger. I'm going to be smart. No. He knew in advance this is the guy. That this would work, and that's why he did it.
Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda ben Elai.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was one of the Sarhuig Malchus. Right. And Yehuda Rabbi Elai is Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Fine. Very good. So we'll stop here. Yeah. Stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right.